Hey everyone, welcome back to Season 2 of the Huron County Author Talk, a podcast where we talk to many talented local authors about a variety of topics within the world of writing. I'm your host, Hamilton Baker of the Huron County Library, and I'm excited to bring you our first episode in Season 2. If you're a writer, a reader, or someone who likes to hear authors talk about their craft, publishing do's and don'ts, marketing strategies, and more, then this show is for you. In this episode, Sandy Plewis, Tim Cumming, and Maren Lobb joined me at Maelstrom Winery for a roundtable discussion. This time around, the group discusses how different people have different goals when it comes to writing. They also discuss some advantages and disadvantages that come with self-publishing, as well as some of the factors that determine how long it takes to get a book ready for publication.
The challenges with self-publishing is it does spread you thinly because instead of investing your time in editing your book to make it better or spending time in the writing, then all of a sudden you're diverted into picking covers and designing covers and doing the back and doing the promotion and formatting it to get it out, and there's a lot of time that's spent doing those things that aren't spent writing. And so obviously if you have a talented and experienced team and a publisher promoters that know how to promote are promoting and editors that know how to edit are editing, and you know, that team's in play, then you can concentrate just on the writing as opposed to the publishing. I haven't had the success that this others in this group have had, either in publishing with a firm or in self-publishing. In my case, it's really more just a bucket list thing of having a story to tell and wanting it to get out there and not having the patience and the drive and the ambition that you've had to spend the time and do the work to get that contract. But at the same time, you know, so it's kind of different goals in a sense. In my case, I wanted to have that book and to hold that book in my hands and say I wrote and that accomplishment. And so in my case, I use something called Lulu.com, and in that case, it's print to order, which actually worked out for me because I didn't have the millions of sales that I promised my wife all those years I was working on. I thought one day this is going to be huge, and that didn't happen. But the print to order is nice because you don't have any big financial liability. You invest a little bit in websites and promotions and things like that you might not see again, but basically, you can order one at a time or 10 at a time or whatever, and that's nice to at least get it out there. So it cuts the timeline of not waiting for that year or that 2 years or multiple years before you get the agent, before you get the contract, before the book gets out. So basically, you can write it and say it's done, and it can be out in a matter of months, weeks, or days. So there are some advantages, but certainly you've inspired us tonight to show that you can be from Huron County and get published. That's very cool. Or you can self-publish and be successful.
There's also no problem in writing a book for you, right? Like, I have tons that I had a great time writing, and I did nothing with them, but...
Yep.
Even if you just get it printed and you give it to your friends and you can hold it and say, I wrote this, like, that's equally as awesome. Mm-hmm.
I know Wendy, at our last meeting, Wendy Brennan, her publisher wanted a book out every 3 months, wasn't it, Hamilton?
Well, she was saying they like it every 30, 60, or 90 days. I think that was Amazon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just because then it's always keeping, for your readership, it's keeping it fresh.
And that was just online, I think, wasn't it? Like an ebook.
It was an ebook, yeah.
Yeah. For me, I put a book out once every 3 years.
Right.
So I wouldn't be able to be on a
that pace.
Right. I'm not happy with a book unless it's I've been through it 100 times.
Right.
So I would never be able to do that because I just can't.
Yeah, and different people have different writing routines or regimens or what they can do.
Well, I mean, that makes me think, because it seems to be quite a variation between some people that take a long time in years and some like Wendy and Marin, where you can do more than one in a year. And I just wonder, Marin, how many drafts do you go through in a book if you're doing, you know, two a year? Do you have a lot of, like, you go through it 10, 12 times, or is it just two or three times?
It really depends. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to run out after this. I'm being dragged to mini golf, apparently.
Okay.
It really depends on the book. Like, for the one I was contracted for, I only did one draft, and then I sent it off to my editor because they needed it ASAP.
Mm.
But for the first one that I sent out to my agent and stuff, I did, I think, two drafts on my own, and then I got my critique partners and beta readers to help me, and then I did another one, and then I sent it back to them, and then I think I did about five before I actually started querying, and then my agent and I did another draft, and so I think by the time I got to my final one with copy edits and all that stuff, I must have done like 12.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. But once it's contracted, like the one I have now, it'll only be like three or four drafts.
Yeah. Because I'm like you, Sandy. I have to look at it. Sounds like you did too, Tim. Like you have to look at it a lot because. I know reading after two or three drafts, you read through it, it's like, well, this isn't good enough. And
well,
you got to do more, work on it.
I probably did more editing and rewriting of, you know, the first few hundred pages than the last few hundred pages. Now it's just a function of at some point saying, I want this thing to be done. And
right.
And it 10 years. And it's a long thing. It's an 800-page book. So,
wow.
Right.
When I was writing the first 100 pages, I rewrite it, but then by the time I got to the end, you know, it might be two or three rewrites.
Oh, was that your process? You didn't write start to finish? Or did you?
No, I didn't have the book finished and then go back and edit the whole thing. No, I looked in 100 pages and refined it, and then I get the next pages. And, as the book got on, you know, with the end in sight, I was probably just writing, you know, more writing and not probably as much editing as what it could have, should have done.
Right, because it had been so long.
Yeah, because sometimes I want to say that I've done this, right? And I'm sure, you know, it needs to be gone over again and re-edited and refined. I think stories really, really good.
Right.
But I know that, you know, you could probably, you know, get rid of 200 pages just by typing things up and, you know,
right,
deletions and stuff that you like, but
it was going to take
you
more.
Kill your darlings.
It was going to take more and more work, though, and it would take 15 years maybe.
Well, exactly.
So yeah,
that's and I mean, I admire the, you know, for someone who had that vision to go out there and say, I am going to get the best agent and the best publishing firm, and I'm going to make it happen. If I have to write 3, 4, 5 books, then, you know, like that's crazy. I don't have that.
I know, that's impressive. Like, sounds like it's hard for all of us to fathom doing it that way.
I think some of it, from what I have noticed, is some of it's the genre you're writing to. Like, one of the girls in my writing group she's into vampire stories. But she writes them fast because they're action. And there's not a lot of character development going on.
Right.
A lot of it is just, you know, one fight scene to the next, to next, next.
Yeah.
So she can write a book, boom, it's out.
Yeah.
Right.
I couldn't do that because mine are very much character driven, and, you know, I spend a long time developing the characters. And
that takes time.
That sort of thing.
Although I would say those Anne Rice vampire novels are, the characters are very well drawn, and I'm not a huge fan. I've read The Vampire Lestat, but my wife's a huge Anne Rice fan. I think she would say that there's a lot of, you know, but not everything in that genre has that level of character.
It'd be interesting to know how many drafts she has.
Yeah.
And Rice. Yeah.
I never read any of hers, but I'm not. That's not my.
Vampires aren't my thing,
but it'd be interesting. Somebody that famous.
Oh yeah.
To find out how many drafts, how many books she puts out. And,
I think most of them do a lot of rewriting.
And it's their full-time job. I mean, they've gotten to a point in their life where that's all they get paid to be a writer. Anyway, so Rick, where are you in your marketing?
At the moment, I'm not actively...
Tim.
At the moment, I'm not actively marketing, but I would... I would love to revisit it. Now, when we did the titles for the books, my wife had kind of a cool idea that we kind of came up with together for the titles that I thought were kind of cool, where it was X8 was exit, and Plan 8 was planet, and Climb 8 was climate. And I thought it was quite clever and fairly obvious, but I don't know that people, people, like, it was kind of like a license plate or whatever, but people didn't necessarily see that and kind of go, oh yeah, I get that. And so maybe, I need to do, a re-release, revisit it, tighten it up, and get it out, with a clearer title that maybe resonates with people more. So those are some ideas. And I jumped the gun, the book wasn't really done, and I had what actually was a wonderful launch event that I organized, a public reading where I had, and I mentioned this at one of the previous meetings, local actors and local readers, and we had people come out to a local tavern, local musicians took part in it. It became, the novel came alive almost like a play, and we had about 40 people out. There was a lot of excitement, and it was probably the best way for people to actually experience the story and all that. But the book wasn't ready at that time. Had the book been ready and I had books to sell that night, I'm quite sure I would have sold, potentially dozens that night, right? And that didn't happen. So it would be nice to do something like that again, but this time,
the book's done.
Yeah, so it's gonna have to be a relaunch event. But yeah, I'm not making the time to write to do another book, and I still feel that the story I wrote is, I think, really, really good. It still excites me, and I would like to see more, find a way to interest people in it, because I think if they read it, they'd say that is a great story. That hasn't happened yet,
right?
And maybe I'm wrong. But it's funny, with genres and things like the play I wrote that the Little Theater here did, and did a wonderful production of it, The Tiger's Lion. It worked really well, and I was a little nervous that, that night, because it was kind of an off-the-wall kind of a story, and I thought, are people going to buy this? And then, when you see people, laughing at the right times, crying at the right times, but yeah, they gave the play to a friend, and she's like, well, I just can't get into it. How can you not get into that? Like, he's into, history and literature and all these things, and the book has all that. So I think you just have to find a way to get this, people to read that story. So we'll see what happens. So.
Right.
I was told, because both of my books are quite thick, quite long. I was told that better if it's not as long, because people just don't. It's a visual thing. They look at a book that's really thick and think, oh, I can't read all that.
Yeah, well, it depends. A lot of people don't read, but it depends on the audience. Like, my wife, she's amazing. Like, she will go through these Diana Gabaldon books that are this big.
They're huge,
She'll read the whole thing, and then later on she'll go back and say, I have to reread that again. I have to reacquaint myself. She gave me as a present Stephen King's The Stand, which he's added another bunch of pages, and it's 1,100 pages, and I know I'll enjoy it, but I'm thinking I could read 5 books in that time.
Right.
But it depends on the reader. I take longer to read than my wife does. So,
and it also depends on the writer, like he's Stephen King, so.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Huron County Author Talk with your host, Hamilton Baker. If you'd like to learn more about the authors or to purchase one of their books, you can visit their websites. For more information about the podcast, you can visit the library's website at HuronCountyLibrary.ca. Stay tuned for our next episode that we'll release in 2 weeks. The music on this program is Echo by Alan McKellis. Thank you for listening.